Hello, everypony. It's Lotus Moon. All right, so I'm certain you noticed it from the minute I appeared on the screen and from the thumbnail. I, for this one video to celebrate garnering 50 subscribers, have become an alicorn. Now, don't get too used to it. I had to do a copycat spell. Princess Celestia didn't exactly make me an alicorn. So, I pretty much turned myself into one temporarily. And the spell is a little hard to maintain, so by next video, it will have worn off. But since this is a very special video, I thought I would do it in a very special way. Now, everypony, I'm sad to say that this video will not be as long as I expected it to be. Many of you did say that a Q&A session would be a good idea to celebrate me getting 50 subscribers. But as no pony has asked questions, the Q&A will have to wait. And I did want to do a music cover, but I didn't realize it would take so long for Hasbro to give me permission to do so, so that will have to wait till the next time as well. But what I do have prepared for you right now is a reading of a story that I will definitely be doing sometime down the road. And the story was written by yours truly. It was my first attempt at a clopfic. So, yes, a little bit of a spoiler. It's a clopfic. I kind of wrote it on a dare when I first thought that I wanted to try it, and I didn't know how good it would turn out. So, I do hope you all like it. So, for your hearing pleasure, here is an excerpt from my story, Blooming Moon, a story I wrote for me and my cult friend.
You did all this for me?
Well, it is our anniversary. I really wanted it to be a special night.
I'm so happy you did.
He smiled, and the two started to enjoy dinner. They chatted about their day and reminisced about how they first met on Heartwarming Eve. It was the first heartwarming after Twilight Sparkle had become a princess and opened her castle to every pony. Lotus had accidentally spilled her cider on him after getting spooked by Fluttershy's bunny Angel popping out of nowhere. After profusely apologizing, they spent the rest of the night together, then began dating about a month later. After having a satisfying dinner and dessert, they laid in front of her fireplace and looked through photo albums and talked about each memory the pictures held for them. The only thing that interrupted this moment was a sudden flash of lightning and rain pounding the ground outside. Lotus looked out the window.
That was scary. The weather pony said nothing about a storm tonight. Well, maybe it was last minute, but it is quite much. I don't think I'd be able to get home in this.
Zephyrus walked over to the window. Hearing that, Lotus perked up and was almost gleeful, but she hid her enthusiasm since he would see it in her reflection.
You could stay here tonight. I wouldn't be able to sleep if I knew my cult friend was out in this storm.
Zephyrus didn't even argue with the offer and nodded. Lotus put away the album they were looking at and walked with him up the stairs to her room.
How was that for a sneak peek, everypony? Did you like it? Like I said, I wrote this story on a dare, and I'm surprised it pretty much turned out as good as it did. I must say that I will be pretty nervous to read a clopfic about me and my significant other, but I do hope that you will like it when I bring it out, and with your support, I know I will do well. As for other stories, I will be doing another one soon. The story will be called The Phoenix, written by MLP Gal. She's the one who did the artwork for my story Nightmare Romance, and I do hope you like her story. It's a really magnificent one, in my opinion. I am Lotus Moon, and I want to wish you all a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night wherever you are, everypony. Good night!
Angel popping out of nowhere. After profusely apologizing, they spent the rest of the night together, then began dating about a month later.
After having a satisfying dinner and dessert, they laid in front of her fireplace and looked through photo albums and talked about each memory the pictures held for them. The only thing that interrupted this moment was a sudden flash of lightning and rain pounding the ground outside. Lotus looked out the window. That was scary. The weather pony said nothing about a storm tonight. Well, maybe it was last minute. But it is quite much. I don't think I'd be able to get home in this. Zephyrus walked over to the window. Hearing that, Lotus perked up and was almost gleeful, but she hid her enthusiasm since he would see it in her reflection.
You could stay here tonight. I wouldn't be able to sleep if I knew my cold friend was out in this storm.
Zephyrus didn't even argue with the offer and nodded. Lotus put away the album they were looking at and walked with him up the stairs to her room.
How was that for a sneak peek, everypony? Did you like it? Like I said, I wrote this story on a dare, and I'm surprised it pretty much turned out as good as it did. I must say that I will be pretty nervous to read a clopfic about me and my significant other, but I do hope that you will like it when I bring it out, and with your support, I know I will do well. As for other stories, I will be doing another one soon. The story will be called The Phoenix, written by MLP Gal. She's the one who did the artwork for my story Nightmare Romance, and I do hope you like her story. It's a really magnificent one, in my opinion. I am Lotus Moon, and I want to wish you all a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night wherever you are, everypony. Good night!